One night in Jerusalem, a group of friends stayed up way past their bedtimes. They didn't stay awake to talk or play games or tell funny stories. Instead, they stayed up late to pray. "Oh Lord," they prayed, "please rescue our friend Peter out of jail." Peter had been thrown into jail for sharing the good news about Jesus. Tomorrow the king would bring him out to be killed. "Lord," they cried, "show your great power and set Peter free." For many days, these people of the church had been praying for Peter. Now they prayed harder than ever. All night long, they kept calling out to God. Suddenly, they heard a knock at the gate to the house. Who could that be? They wondered. Were the king's soldiers coming to put them in jail too? Rhoda, a young maid, hurried to the gate door. With a shaky voice, she called out, "Who's there?" "It's me," whispered a man's voice. Rhoda jumped back with surprise. She knew that voice. She was so excited that she ran back into the house and up the stairs to tell her friends. She forgot all about opening the door.
"You'll never believe this," said Rhoda, out of breath. Peter is standing at the gate."
What?
Her friends stared at her. "Are you crazy? Peter is in prison. He can't be here."
"But he is here," Rhoda replied. "I heard him."
"Whoever it is, it's not Peter," said her friends. "It must be his angel."
"No," said Rhoda, stomping her foot. "I promise you, it's Peter."
Knock, knock. Whoops. They were so busy arguing that they had left poor Peter standing out in the street. The soldiers could have captured him again by now. Rhoda rushed to the gate and everyone followed behind her. When they opened the door, of course, there stood Peter.
"Hello."
The people's mouths dropped open wide. They were all about to start chattering at once, but Peter lowered his hand. This was the signal to be quiet. Then Peter told them what happened. "Tonight, I was sleeping in the jail between two soldiers," said Peter. "My right hand was chained to one soldier. My left hand was chained to the other soldier. Then I felt someone touching my side. I woke up and saw an angel. The chains fell off my wrists. I stood up, and the angel led me past the guards and right out of the jail. Can you believe it?" The people just gazed at him, stunned. No one said a word.
"The Lord has done this," said Peter. "Tell the rest of the church how the Lord has answered your prayers and rescued me out of jail." Peter said goodbye and went somewhere else to hide from the king.
Meanwhile, what do you think the church friends did? We don't know for sure, but maybe they started to pray something like this. "Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. And next time, Lord... help us not to take so long to believe your answer."
Sparkies, here's what you can learn from the church's biography. God hears our prayers and answers them in the way He decides is best. Keep praying to God, watch for God's answers, and thank Him. You can read more about the church and Peter in your Bible. Look up the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 to 17.